Please, sir, may I have some more? It's episode 457 with plugins for querying British Parliament, managing your media files, easy pop-up in Elementor, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, which has been converted into the depths of hell for homeschooling. Yeehaw! Join the rest of the parents out there and do the homeschooling and join us all down in the depths of hell in our living rooms now. All right, well, we have a usual great show for you today, but of course, right off the top, according to the Mueller Report, you are listening to WP Plugins A to Z, the best classic press WordPress podcast in the universe. A big thank you out there to the No Agenda Show for their contributions of ideas and the occasional sound clip.
Squirrel!
Let's get social!
Anti-social media! All right. And this is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back. So right off the top, let's talk about a couple of things. It is episode 457, and I still would like some more participation from you, the producers out there. The Sword of Damocles is still hanging over the show. Every time I get some action, it goes away. Let's see if we can get some more consistent action for people. This is episode 17 out of 52 for 2020. We are 17 weeks into 2020, and with 5 weeks into this isolation lockdown game, I want to know, how are you all doing out there? Are you handling this lockdown? Are you in a city or a country that has total lockdown, or do you have some freedoms to get out and breathe fresh air? Let me know what you think in the comments, either on YouTube or on the website. Let me know what you're happening in your comments. You know, how are you faring out there? Are you unemployed? Are you having more work than you've ever had before? What's going on in the world? You know, these are strange times indeed. You know, it's going to be interesting as we move out of this. It does look like our masters are going to start letting us back into the world again as the U.S. starts to open up. They've even opened up golf courses here in B.C. And we may be getting started again, but it's going to be a bit of a rough road. So you want some help, folks? Relax, take a breath, go for a walk if you can, go build yourself a garden. Realize that while our world is now changed forever, we will get through it. Save your sanity and your amygdala and find out why you're not going to die by listening to the No Agenda Show. Got links in the show notes to it, or you can just research No Agenda Show. They've got the news like nobody else has. Okay, and I do have spaces in upcoming shows for those who would like to join me as a guest host on the show. Just reach out to me at john@wppro.ca, or you can go directly to wppluginsaz.com/guest host and sign yourself up. I have all the spots there. It seems to be working now. Had some glitches with the system at first, but I think I've got them sorted. So you can set up when you can appear. You do need to appear about 15 minutes before the show goes. You got to commit, give or take 45 minutes to an hour. So that's what I'm looking for. And let's see what we've got out there in the world of news.
What you gonna leave, it's tough for me.
iPhone, shmy phone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Absolutely. We've got some tech news. But before we jump into that, I wanted to make an observation that I've suddenly realized about WordPress. And this is after doing some work this week on a few websites and dealing with some updates and upgrades on websites. And a problem I'm beginning to notice of WordPress is that I think they're making changes to WordPress core itself simply for the reasons that they can make changes. And they're making lots of changes to it. They don't always seem to provide any great advances, to WordPress, aside from maybe giving you some new learning curve, some new item or new screens, such as the latest editor, which you have to figure out how to turn off, you know, what pops up and goes into full screen mode, and then you got to figure out how to turn it off if you don't like that sort of thing, which not everybody does, believe it or not. You know, I understand it's a world of fast change, but we need to start slowing it down a little bit, I think. WordPress needs to actually slow down some of these bloody changes they make. Let the rest of the world catch up. I'm starting to notice that there's websites that can't go to the latest version of WordPress simply because it's a learning curve for the user that they don't want to have to deal with. It's a new feature that has to be converted and turned off. It's not simply update for security. You know, they really need to slow down this carnage and work on the security and let people catch up to what they are doing. If they don't start doing that and not only let the people catch up, but let the developers of plugins catch up, I'm starting to see plugins that are not fully up to date yet and compatible. And if WordPress doesn't start letting this stuff catch up to it, they're going to start losing their user base at a more rapid rate than they already are. And that is going to happen, and they're going to be shedding them as in ways platforms of old shedded their user base and people moved to WordPress because the platform developer either changed directions, quit working on it, multiple of reasons. But WordPress itself keeps changing directions. They move this way, that way, add this feature. People say, no, we don't want it. Oh, here it is anyway. You're going to take it. So this is what's happening in it. I think that's probably a good reason why Classic Press is going to start catching up on them pretty fast with its user base, stripping away the user base from WordPress, because people are getting tired of this. They need their platform to be fast and secure and, yeah, advances to it, but advances that make sense along the way. Not just advances that advance the goals of WordPress.com itself, which is what a lot of advances do. So anyway, that's just some observations there that I've made. You know, whether you agree with me, disagree with me, hey, I'd love to hear some viewpoints on that. Send me emails, comments, anything. Let me know what you think about that. So let's get in and talk a little bit about the news I've got this week. Just got a couple of short pieces of news, not a whole lot this week. First item up for you here is how to replace an internal company email with WordPress. Now, this one here is interesting. I'd kind of forgotten about this. I'd set it up ages ago when I was up to about five people working for me at the time, and we needed to communicate back and forth faster than email and something that made a little more sense. You know, you've got Slack, you've got WhatsApp. People use all of those things there, but you don't own your data when that occurs. This is something you can set up on a WordPress website. It's the P2 theme, and Automattic created this theme a long time back. And basically what this theme is it's kind of like having your own personal Twitter feed. And it's a way to communicate with people. You start a subject, everyone replies to it. You start a new subject, same thing. It's really quite good. I remember it working very well for the time period when we used it, and I completely forgot about it. Now, this is a nice article on how you can go through getting it all set up, a little bit of information about what it does for you. Check out this article if you've got a few people working with and you want to keep your communications more private than putting them on Slack or putting them on Twitter or Facebook or any place else that people use this, all these different areas, Discord, whatever. There's lots of places to do it, but you may want to actually control your data. Number one thing you'll want to do at all costs is control your data. Don't swallow and breathe. It does not work. I swear to God. I've tried it. It just doesn't work. Makes you want to gag and cough. And then everybody goes, oh, Mo, got the Rona. Time to run. Got the Rona. All right. Next article up here is there's a malware out there, an obfuscated WordPress malware dropper. And this is being dropped out in different arrays and hacked into websites. So it's something you'll want to take a look at. You'll want to read this article. This thing came out yesterday. Actually, not yesterday, a couple of days ago. So you'll want to check this one out. It's from Security Boulevard. You may want to follow them. They've pretty much put information out regularly, and it's a good way to stay ahead of the curve with your security. Got another article up here. 10 ways of securing your WordPress website from hackers. Now, a lot of the stuff in here is pretty basic stuff, such as getting an SSL certificate, guarding your login page, take services from a reputable web host. Think johnoverall.com when you're thinking reputable web host. Use two-factor authentication, disable file editing, a whole bunch of things that can be done to help you secure up your WordPress website. You'll want to read this article up. Some of it's basic, some of it you've heard before, but it's always good to refresh your memory on the things you should be doing to protect your websites or your clients' websites. Now, the final article I got up here, this was I was hoping it was going to be a little bit more robust, but it's a real basic article. And if you want some more information, tune in to the meetup stream next week, and it's going to be how to choose a web host in 4 steps. And it's going to be more than just how to choose a web host, but things you can face when dealing with a web host. And they've got some pretty good basic coverings in this article, and it is so very basic, very short article, very quick read. But it is something that will help trigger your mind on things you'll want to do. But if you want more information on web hosting, make sure you tune in to the meetup stream on Tuesday next week in the evening. It'll be live from the Brewery Overlook. And it's going to be all about what to expect when you're moving your website from one web host to another, or even choosing your first web host, the things you'll want to look for. Okay, this show is a value for value show, and it does not work without you, the producers, and I need you folks to really help me out with this show. I need you to help me out in multiple ways, and we'll discuss that a little bit more, but first off, I really want to acknowledge those that have helped the show out in the last week, and I'd like to start off by first talking about the show art. This show art this week comes again from Angel Lemieux, who has given me a big dump of show art. And it's a really cute kitten. So it doesn't a cute kitten, it means donate. That's what the cute kitten does. But of course it just says, oh please sir, may I have some more? That's where the title came from this week. Really cute kitten show art. Take it out. If you're listening to it on the podcast download, go check out the live stream and you can see the show art. If you're on the download, you're already seeing the show art because the show art changes every show. Something that I picked up from the No Agenda show. So thanks again, Angel. I greatly appreciate your big dump of show art to help me keep it going with fresh art every week, and I don't have to create it. Executive producers, I don't have any executive producers, and I like to acknowledge those that come in with $50 or more donation for the show with reading out their note and giving them links to wherever they want to be. And they are real credits, just like Hollywood. You can go use them in your LinkedIn profiles and everywhere else. You can just say, I'm an executive producer of the WP Plugins A to Z show. All right, and a big thank you, though, to all the producers out there who've come in under $50. There's a few of you with a couple of $5 here a month, $5 here every week, little bits and pieces. I greatly appreciate those. Those do help out. They don't cover the costs and expenses yet, but every little bit helps defray the cost that I got to put out for doing this show. And those costs do exist, believe it or not. They're for hosting, they're for time, bandwidth, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, and you can support the show by, of course, first off...
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely, just send cash. And you can donate directly by going to the show, wppluginsa-z.com/donate. So you can submit artwork at the WP Plugins Art Generator. Submit articles, news, and information. Submit plugin suggestions for reviews. I will take them. You do not have to be the plugin author to submit the review. You can submit it in. I will use it. You will get credit for the submission. And we will talk a bit about it. You can also go to Patreon, which we're revamping our Patreon right now. We're trying to figure out what to do with it, but it is slowly coming together. My marketing manager has jumped all over it, and she's working really hard to get Patreon functioning for us. So, a big shout out to my marketing manager for all the great work she does for me. All right, so it's time for us to jump and dive into the meat and potatoes of the show. Hey, first off, Classic Press options. I have one little tidbit for Classic Press, but Classic Press, I'm not doing much work there, so I'm not doing as much research for Classic Press. If you're a Classic Press user and you're listening to the show, submit me some stuff, man. I need it. You know, help me out here. If I could clone myself, then I could do all this stuff, but there's only one of me, unfortunately. Well, maybe it's fortunate. It could be unfortunate. It depends on your point of view. So at any rate, Classic Press, I do have one item here for you today, and this is a newer plugin, and it's a experimental plugin for Classic Press, and it's for Classic Press encryption. And this is experimental. Keep it in mind if you're working with Classic Press. And what it does is it helps you set up encryption and decryption in your Classic Press website. I don't fully understand it. I haven't used it. But it sounds pretty cool to set up and have encryption going back and forth for your Classic Press website. If you're interested in that sort of thing, check out this plugin, see what it does, and see how it can help you out. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot for Classic Press this week. Just the usual stuff, information at the Classic Press Club, you know, where he puts up an article every now and again to see what's happening. He's also got a set of forums there for people to work and play with, so go check it all out. Then there's the usual over at the Classic Press forums, the list of the must-haves, the Classic Press must-have plugins, and what options have been found for people for plugins they need for their Classic Press website that currently work in Classic Press. And there's always the list of Classic Press specific plugins that is managed by Code Potent. Really great guy, and currently there's 52 in there. It's grown up from the original 37 it had, so it is growing, you know, not in leaps and bounds yet, but eventually it's going to hit an exponential growth. It kind of reminds me of WordPress when it first started getting plugins. It's like I often say, when I first started this show, there was less than 9,000 plugins for WordPress, and now there's tens, hundreds of thousands available out there. So it'll eventually get there. It just takes them some time. Okay, so WordPress, what have I got for WordPress plugins? Well, the first one I've got here for you, where I put up my fake British accent, which doesn't work very well, it's called British Member of Parliament Profile. And this is a great one for those of you in the UK. And it'd be really great to see something like this available for Canada or even the US for their Congress. This is like a really brilliant kind of plugin, because what it does is it provides a way to get the British Parliament, it gets into the Parliament's database and returns the profile of an MP in the House of Commons. And what that does for folks is they use a short code, and it just put in the short code and what constituency they were in, you know, such as the example they give here is constituency is Leeds Central, and then it kicks out their British MP in a beautiful layout for people. This is a great thing, so if you're doing political activism and what, and you need people to reach out to the MP, you put this in there, you can put that, reach out to your MP, here's his contact info. Make it real easy for people to get that info, because sometimes, while it's not overly hard, sometimes it could be a couple of steps to find the information, such as I got to go reach out to my MP now about some crazy shit that's happening in Canada. So it's just a really great tool. I found this to be just a really great tool if you're a Brit, and it's something you can use. But it's something you should check out. I give the British Member of Parliament Profile plugin a 5 Dragon rating. Okay, the next one I've got here for you, this plugin was sent in by Angel Lemieux, who has been providing me with a lot of great stuff for the show. Thanks a lot, Angel. I greatly appreciate it. This plugin is called MediaMatic. And what it's designed to do, and it is a premium... this is a premium plugin, so it's not a freebie. And what Angel has to say about it is MediaMatic helps to organize the WordPress media library into folders hierarchy, easily using drag and drop interface, manage thousands of media files and folders in your WordPress media library swiftly and smoothly, a breakthrough in the WordPress media library management and organization. This is something that should have been in the core of WordPress years and years ago. Okay, and from his other additional note to it, he's got, John, I have tried this on one of my clients' websites, which has thousands of images, and it is what I've been looking for it. It is a $15 one-time fee, no subscription, yay, and you can use it on as many websites as you like. Well, I have to correct that. Now, this one was sent in a couple, 3 weeks ago, so they've probably updated since he sent this in to me. And when I went and checked it out, it's no longer $15. It's now $19, and they no longer give you a single license that you can use everywhere. They've got it a tiered license for one site, three sites, 10, all the way up to unlimited at $299. So they realized they couldn't make money at $15 for an unlimited license. I don't blame them. You know, everyone's got to eat, pay the bills. You know, but it's a fair price for a single site license or even a multiple site. And if you're a developer and you're going to put it on tens and 20s and hundreds of sites, that $299 is more than worth the money. You can get that back by billing your client for the little bit of extra work it takes to set it up. Other than that, it looks like a really great plugin. I didn't check it out, but because he didn't rate it for me, it looks like it's worthy of a 5 dragon rating. Go check it out. MediaMatic plugin. Looks to be quite nice. Okay, the next one I've got for you here, again, was sent in by Angel Lemieux, and it's called Pop-Up Trigger URL for Elementor. And this is a freebie plugin, and what it does for you is it allows you to trigger Elementor Pro's pop-ups by click only on buttons or links inside Elementor. The plugin will help you trigger your Elementor Pro's pop-up from anywhere, even outside the Elementor content. Okay, and when looking at this pop-up window, you have a short code in, and it adds a URL where you copy the pop-ups, and then you add it to any link element, to be it text or button, etc. Using the URL is much easier than Elementor's method of triggering pop-ups. I don't use their pop-ups, so I'm not certain, but it does look pretty cool, and it looks like a great way to trigger pop-ups when sending people to another page. You've got a link, they go to another page, and it triggers a pop-up for them. This could be a very useful marketing tool, a way to do some additional marketing on your website, bring some further functionality, maybe piss them off, you never know, it depends on who's visiting your site. But it does look like a great tool, and because, again, Angel didn't leave me his rating review on it, it looks like it's worthy of a 5 dragon rating. So let's give it that. 5 dragons to pop-up trigger URL for Elementor. Okay, this show currently brought to you by
Save Time and Money Managing Multiple WordPress Websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site. By placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard, CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes, and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content. Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time.
Absolutely. CMS Commander, really great system. As I've said many times, I've been using it for years. Go check it out. Please use the links in the show notes or just go to wplugins.com/cmscommander. Set up your thing and bill it, charge it through the affiliate link. They don't pay me for the ad. It's just an affiliate link, and it's the only affiliate program that I actually use. All right. Moving right along, let's see where we're at here. Listener feedback. I still haven't had listener feedback for a while. I know people are listening to the show. Maybe they're not listening this far into the show anymore. I really have no idea. But if you are, please send me some listener feedback. On that vein here, we got a little bit here in the YouTube channel. We got Hemdian, who kicked up some information when I was talking about the MediaMatic plugin. He uses a plugin called FileBird, which does the same thing as the MediaMatic. It's $25 for the pro version, and it does the same thing. So it might be another option for you to go check out. Thanks a lot for that tip, Hemdian. I greatly appreciate you engaging here on the YouTube channel, as you regularly do. So thanks a lot. Okay, contests. Our contests are powered by the Simple Giveaways plugin. Really great plugin that actually works in Classic Press. I really enjoy that aspect. And it works very well for managing all the contests on your website that you're ever going to need or want to do. It gives you lots of options and ways you can do it. Go check out Simple Giveaways plugin. I believe they have a free version and a pro version. All right, so we've given away the license for Event Espresso. We have a winner. The winner is Martin, who has won the license. I've sent out an email. You send me back the email, and then we will send you back your license key. Actually, it's a coupon code you can use on checkout that gets you your choice of whatever license you want. So it's a specialized code that you will get. So reach back out to me, Martin. Congratulations to you, and thanks to everyone who entered the contest. I greatly appreciate that a fair number of you got in there and entered the contest to make it worthwhile. So really appreciate it. And one last call out to Event Espresso. Really great plugin. Anything to manage all of your events online. You can use this to manage all your events online and set up not only for live events, but for virtual events. Take payments online. Have tiers in there. Have add-ons to an event. Different types of add-ons depending on what they want. It calculates everything. Sets and the setup for it is relatively straightforward and easy. It's become more intuitive than it used to be. A really great plugin. Go check out Event Espresso. And thanks a lot to Event Espresso for supporting this contest and giving and providing the license for us to give away. It's a $300 value. And congratulations again to Martin. We will have another contest coming soon. As soon as we can get our hands on another decent license key from someone or something else, we will let you know when the next contest is coming. Check it out. Check out the contest to find out what's happening at wppluginsatoz.com/contests for information on that. Okay, so closing out this episode, I covered up in the following plugins: British Member of Parliament Profile, which I gave a 5-2, MediaMatic, which I gave a 5-2, Pop-up Trigger URL for Elementor, which I gave a 5-2, and then Classic Press Encryption, which is unrated because I don't even know where to go with it. At any rate, don't forget, the next WordPress meetup in Victoria will be April 28th, and it will be online only due to the fact that we have been quarantined, which is supposed to be done only for the sick, not the healthy. You know, go figure. You know, this is where you just got to listen to it and go, yeah, this is it.
Fear is freedom. Subjugation is liberation. Contradiction is truth. Those are the facts of this world. And you will all surrender to them. You pigs in human clothing.
Absolutely. So anyway, it will be live on this YouTube channel. And just go to wppluginsatoz.com/meetup for more information, or go to wppluginsatoz.com/live to join live next Tuesday evening about 6:30 is when I will take it live. And a final quick thing, if you want to be interviewed on a show, simply connect at wppluginsatoz.com/interview. And there is a new interview out right now from Kevin Brent of WP DataSync. And I am doing an interview with a developer later today. So there'll be another interview coming out in another week or so. That's pretty much all I've got for it. You want to check me out a little further? Go check out theroguestavern.com. Lots of stuff happening there, just as soon as I get more editing done. That's all I got. I'm going to let my girl take us on out of here now.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Thanks.